morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, saints of God. We are grateful to be here once again. We are here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are a circle of friends, and we know a friend who's closer than a brother, and that is Jesus Christ himself. Today is Thursday, the 26th day of August, 2021. And we are here to do the bidding of our Father. We are here to serve our God, to do his will, to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, and to be in agreement with our God. Yes, we are in agreement with what God is doing. It is marvelous in our eyes, and he is taking us from faith to faith and glory to glory. It's in him we live, move, and have our being. There is nothing better than knowing God, nothing better than doing his will. So we look to the Lord, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. We appreciate everyone who has joined us here today.
Yes. Praise the Lord, everyone.
I'm not sure if anybody else is online. Is anybody else online this morning?
Yes, praise the Lord, and good morning, Pastor. Yes, we're on.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, praise the Lord. Will you all go ahead and take the lead? Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes. Yeah. All right, Elder Horsley, you got it. Okay.
Yes, we will. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Mm-hmm.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Because of Solomon David, but I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We're looking for praise, prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry. We are a circle of friends.
Yes.
And so, friend that's closer than a brother, that is Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're here under the teaching and tutelage under the pastor of Darlene Bundes, the wonderful woman of God.
Yes, Lord.
And we're here. Amen. Good morning,
Amen.
Everyone. This is the day.
Oh, yes.
That the Lord has made. I will rejoice. And be glad,
and be glad in it.
This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'll enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I worship you, oh mighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, oh Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise, because you are our righteousness. We worship you, O mighty God. There is none like you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus.
Jesus.
There's something about that name. Master. Savior. Jesus. Like a fragrance.
Like a fragrance after the wind.
Everything comes away. But there's something about that name.
Glory, glory.
Father, to the name of Jesus, oh Lord God.
We thank you.
Thank you, Lord. We move, we breathe, and we have our being, Lord God.
Lord.
realizing, God, that there is none greater, Lord God. There is none greater than you, O Lord God. As we come, O Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, O Lord God.
Yes, Jesus.
We bless your name today, Lord God. It's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, bless you, O Lord God. We move, we breathe, and we have our being, O Lord God.
Yes.
God, we come thank you for this Thursday morning, O Lord God.
Yes.
Thank you for this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. Your power and your spirit, O Lord God. God, we pray that you move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God, that you would comfort each and every one, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Those that are going through a time of struggle, a time of rejoicing, O Lord God, and everything, O Lord God, we have learned to give you thanks, O Lord God. God has spoken once, and twice have I heard this, that power belongs on to God. So, Lord God, we thank you, we praise you, Lord God, and we bless your name, O Lord God. It's in the name
In
you, Lord God, we move, we breathe, we have our people, Lord God.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord God, because you're the Almighty Father. We thank you, Lord God, because you are our Father, Lord God, and you are in heaven, Lord God. And we thank you for this day, Lord God. We thank you for all that you're doing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. That is above every name, Lord God. At the sound of that great name, Lord God, every knee is bowed, God, every tongue. Just confessing, O Lord God, that you are Lord, O Lord God. You have risen from the dead, and you are Lord, O God. Every knee is bowed, O Lord God. Every time, just confessing, O Lord God. There is none greater, Lord God, none greater than you, Lord God. We pray, O Lord God, that you touch, O Lord God, the families, O Lord God, that you go through the time of bereavement, O Lord God, that you make them no comfort, O Lord God. In the name of the Lord, we bless your name, O Lord God. We praise your name, God. In the wonderful name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we thank you, Savior, in Jesus' mighty name. We'll have the white scripture there today, and then we'll get back to request, hallelujah, God, and we'll go forth in the power of prayer, with power and demonstration. Thank you.
Yes, praise the Lord, saints of the Most High God. Praise God. We're going to read from 2 Corinthians. Praise the Lord. We're coming from 2 Corinthians. We do thank God for allowing us to meet once again. Praise the Lord. On the Blog Talk Radio, where we're in the midst of prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry, circle of friends. We do honor our dear Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and of course our beloved Pastor Bundage and all the wonderful saints of the Most High God. We'll be reading from 2 Corinthians, a few chapters here, starting at the first chapter, and we're going to read verses 2 through verses 4. Praise God. We are sending our condolences, our prayers, to the Bowden family, Sister Chris and Pastor Bundage, and all those who's going through bereavements. We do choose to praise God to let you know we serve a God of all comfort and of all consolation. Praise God. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 2 to 5. Blessed be the God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. Praise God. We are so grateful today that God comforts us, and the greatest way we are comforted is through his Holy Spirit and, of course, in his holy word. Praise God. We got to remember, saints, as we experience the various adversities and trials and tribulations in our lives, we must continue to hold fast to our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and remember that his promises never fail. So we're going to lean on the word of God in times like these. 1 Timothy 6:12, give us to know we must fight the good fight of faith, holding on to eternal life. Let us remember According to Ephesians 6, it says, put on the whole armor of God, saints, so that we could stand against the wiles of the enemy. Praise God. I just want to share a few more scriptures of comfort, praise the Lord, as we go through times of bereavement, times of illness, times of so many that's involved in family divisions, marriages going awry. We got to hold to the word of God to grant us comfort and the strength, the peace that we need, the grace that we need to continue to run this race, you all, looking unto Jesus, hallelujah, for he is the author and the finisher of our faith, praise God. In the book of Psalms, the 46th division, these are the words of comfort for us all. It says, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. Therefore, will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. We're going to still trust in the Lord God of our salvation. Glory be to God. Jesus says, in St. John 16:33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Glory be to God. We got to trust God to give us the strength, the peace that we need. Hallelujah. Jesus also says, come unto me in Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. Praise the Lord. Lamentations 3:31. But though he causes grief, yet we have his compassion according to the multitudes of his mercies. Glory be to God. Psalms 27:14 says, wait on the Lord. Be of a good courage. He shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Glory be to God. Remember Nahum 1:7 says, the Lord is good. He is a stronghold in the time of trouble, in the day of trouble. He knoweth them that trust him. So no matter what, saints, we're going to trust in the word. We're going to trust in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. To see us through. Hallelujah. We're going to trust in his love, his joy, his peace to sustain us in such a time as this. Praise the Lord. Psalms, the 138th division, verse 7 says, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou wilt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God's word is saving. God's word is medicine. Hallelujah. For us in such a time as this. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Psalms, the 37th division and the 39th verse says, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Yes, Lord, we thank you for the comfort of your words. Let's read another one. Psalms 18. Verse 2 says, the Lord is my rock and my fortress. Glory be to God. My deliverer. Thank you, God. My strength. Yes, yes, he is. My God, in whom I will trust. He's my buckler and the horn of my salvation. And he is my high tower. What a mighty good God we serve, saints. We got to continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Psalms, the 46th division, verse 10 says, be still and know that God is God. He is God. Many times we got to still our senses and trust in the word of God, because we have to understand, saints, without faith, We cannot please God. So no matter what's going on, we're going to continue to have faith in God. We're going to continue to trust in the God of our salvation. We're going to continue to pray, to praise him, to worship him, to obey him. Above all else, we want to let our light so shine. We want to continue to talk of the goodness of Jesus. Glory be to God. No matter what we are going through, saints, we've got to hold to the word of God like never before, especially in such a time as this. We got to remember, saints, that we got to put on the whole armor of God so that we'll be able to stand in such a time as this. May God continue to comfort you all as we go through times like these, knowing that the loving arms of God, hallelujah, encompass us, hallelujah. And we pray that the Lord will continue to rock you, hallelujah, in his loving arms in such a time as this, that we continue to remember what God says, that he would never leave us. He promised that. He would never leave us or forsake us. So we don't have to fear, saints. Hallelujah. Though things seem topsy-turvy at times, though things may not go as we wanted them to go, but we do know that all things are working together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So we do thank God this morning, and we will continue to lift up the families, hallelujah, that are bereaved, those that are going through times of sicknesses, knowing that God's word is God's medicine. God's medicine never fails. It always works. Glory be to God. We love you all in Jesus' name, and we pray that God will continue to strengthen you and that he will continue to pour out his grace and his mercy in such a time as this, that y'all would be strengthened, hallelujah, and that you all will continue to fight the good fight of faith, holding on to eternal life. For we know that we're living in the last and evil days, and we must be like the five wise virgins. Praise God. We got to be ready, hallelujah. We got to be wrapped, tied, and tangled in Jesus, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. We got to remember that God's word and his Holy Spirit is our comforter during times like these. May God continue to bless you and keep you. Elder Horsley, okay, you there? Hello? Elder Horsley?
We're here.
Okay.
We're here.
Okay, all right.
Okay. Amen. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah to God. Amen. As we go on, we're going to continue on in this hour of power of prayer. We have prayer, praise, deliverance, ministry. We're going to open up the lines, and we're going to see who's here and who's able to pray today, and then we're going to worship the Lord because we're going through. Hallelujah. Looking for a head of. And at the battle is tough, somebody has to step up and go through. So we're here to circle of friends. We're here to stand in the gap to go through. Thank you, wife, for that the scripture that you read. Quite a little scripture there. And if you didn't have a chance to write it down, it will be on the archive. Hallelujah, probably for the weekend. So things are the way they are this week. Hallelujah to God. Mm-hmm. We thank God for you. So the lines open. We're here. We are. We'll take your name, and if you can pray, say prayer, and not listening. Hallelujah. And we're going in this hour of power prayer in the name of Jesus. We're praying for Blog Talk that they get whatever the situation is that we can straighten out. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And go on of broadcast coast to coast and around the world. If you haven't had a chance to give your name at this time, we're going to continue to go on in this hour of power prayer.
Thank you. Good morning,
this is Teresa. I'm listening.
Good morning, Ms. Teresa.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Lois. I'm listening. Thank you for those scriptures and the teaching.
Thank you.
morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
Good morning. This is Vaughn. I'm listening. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Glenda. I'm listening.
Good morning. This is Sister Marie. Friend.
Good morning, Miss Ellen.
Good morning. The Lord Spirit is here listening in agreement.
Yes, good morning. Pastor Scholastica.
Yes, good morning. This is Darlene B. Once again, we want to pray for our sister Gladys, healing in her body and strength, and good report for all the she's been taking recently. Also want to just keep her family in prayer that those who are not saved will come to Jesus Christ and unity in the marriages. And also pray for my daughter and her husband, Jamila and Ben, that they would have a peaceful marriage, and also the children to have peace in the home as they have started school. You know, children all over the land have started school, so we just pray for peace in the schools.
Amen.
Amen. Good morning. This is Alice Maria again. I'd like to pray for JW, two sisters. They both, one in one state in a nursing home, and the other one is here. Their name is Alice, and the other one name is Betty. And also, let's pray comfort for the twins. One of them passed, so let's have comfort for the family. Pray for comfort for the family. Thank you.
What is the name of the surviving twin?
To be honest, I don't know his name. We always just call him Twin. Twin.
Okay.
No.
Want to pray for Brittany. Brittany is my niece, and she's expecting a child. Just pray that everything will work out for her as she's carrying the baby, which will be delivered next year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Miss Brittany, what you're saying? I want to pray for Margo Foster and for her salvation. She was reclaimed, backbite, with her backbite she reclaimed, and her attendant, he has a cancer. Praying for him.
Okay. So what is the person's name that needs salvation?
Margo Foster, Margo, and family, whole family.
Okay. Someone just joined us if you would like to give your name.
Good morning, Sister Juanita.
Okay. Good morning. Good to hear you.
Hello, this is Lois. Pray for me. I'm having pain, I guess, will be in my thigh bone, upper thigh bone.
Thigh bone. Let me pray. Okay, so we're ready to go forth now. We got a list of praying. But are you able to pray this morning, New Jersey?
Yes.
What's your name?
Juanita Marie, from what I understood, when they. Well, Sister Juanita and Sister Marie?
Yes, still able to pray this morning?
Yes.
So, if you can pray, then we're going to pray, and we're going to have the corporate prayer, and then we're going to go, and we'll be, you know, time. That's going to pray. Be them on the, they should have hit bone, the feel of bone, that we could do, they should have had things there. And we just want to go before the Lord and pray at the time. We're going to start with Al-Marie and first of all, Anita. Okay?
Excuse me, while they're praying, if we could get you to mute your line if you're not the one praying, yes. We won't have this background noise. If your mute button is not working, if you do star 6, then that will mute your line. So star 6 or mute your phone through your mute button, please. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Sister Marie.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, agree with one another, Lord, and praying in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Father. Father, we praying for peace, those that have peace, and continue to give us peace, who have peace, Lord. Giving us patience, Lord, that don't have patience, and those that have patience, continue, giving us patience, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We praying that love spread amongst us, Lord, and our family members, Lord, and our friends, Lord, and their marriages and relationships. Lord, we praying comfort, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Those that are in need of comfort, Lord. Oh, yes, but the situation might be, give comfort, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, that's who you are. You are a comforter, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, and praying that you pour more and more of the Holy Spirit in us on a daily basis, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, let us hear your voice more. Speak to us more and more and more, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, Lord. Lord, magnify strength in our life, Heavenly Father. More strength, more strength, more strength, Lord. More power, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Where we may be blind, open our eyes that we can see, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, touch our hearts, Lord. The hearts of those that's not able to love, Lord. Replace love back in their hearts, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Those that walk and that may stumble, Lord, give them the strength to get up, Heavenly Father, whatever they may be going through, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. There are some that need jobs right now, Lord, praying for jobs, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Some need better jobs, Lord, more paying jobs, Lord, whatever the situation may be, ask them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Father. We pray that you just continue lifting us up, Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, hallelujah, 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 Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Lord, we pray for those that's in nursery homes, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, that's calling on you, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Praying for those that have been waiting on the blessing to come, Lord, Heavenly Father. Oh, that you prepare. Father, we walk by faith and not by sight, Lord. So what we pray for, we know that it will, our prayer would not come back void, Heavenly Lord, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Father, we worship you. You are Almighty God. Lord, and we just praise you for protecting us from that coronavirus, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And we're praying for those that have the virus, Lord, that they go down and recover, Lord. Lord, we're praying for recovery for those that have the coronavirus, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We're praying for the marriages that have chaos going on, Lord. Lord, Lord, we're praying for communication between them, Lord. They communicate, Lord, so there'll be understanding, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We ask you continue working in our life, in our family members' life for our good, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes. Lord, we just thank you for all that you have done for us that we're not aware of and what we are aware of, Lord, and what you're doing for us as we speak right now, Lord, and what you're doing for us in the future, Heavenly Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, yes. Yes, Lord. Actually, in our steps, Lord, making ways out of no way, opening doors for us, Heavenly Father, and shutting doors that need to be shut, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're just praying for healing right now, Lord, for those that in need of healing, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Yes, Lord, we're praying for the elderly people, Lord, that's going through whatever they may be going through, a medical conditions, Heavenly Father. Touch their body, Lord. Those that are going through mental problems, touch their mind, Heavenly Father. Restore their mind, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying that you just touch this earth, Lord. Lord, let this resolve this stuff that needs to be resolved, Heavenly Father. Expose those that are doing this crime, Heavenly Father. The crime that they're doing, let them be exposed, Lord, and put it to an end, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Some in need of car repair, Lord. Some in need of car, Heavenly Father. Oh, and so, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord.
Sister Marie, if you will hit the *6 button so we can hear you, please hit *6, and then Sister Juanita, when it's your turn, hit *6 so you can come in and pray.
Oh, Heavenly okay. Father, I don't know where I was at when they muted. Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you, Lord, for just being ahead of our life, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we're just praying that your light shine on us and through us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Let us be a vessel that we can deliver your word to other people, Lord. Praying for family members and our family members that's in our life that is not saved, Lord, that they may become saved, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praying for those that on the verge of being evicted because of not having the money for their rent, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, reach out. Lord, touch their mind. Touch people that will tell them where they can go, that they would to get money, assistance, or they won't be evicted, Lord. Some of them got kids, Lord, and they need you right now, Lord, to help them out, Lord, to put people in their path, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we just thank you for your grace and your mercy, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father, I connect every prayer that goes on this line, those that praying on mute, Heavenly Father, with Father who are in heaven, I be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses, and we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, our power, and our glory, Father. Father, we love you, and we pray and agree in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hello?
Sister Juanita, if you will hit *6 and then go ahead and pray this morning, if you're still there.
Mm-hmm.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. Under this moment, because of you, Lord, I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy has called me through.
Hallelujah, Lord God. I just want to thank you, Lord God, for your grace, for your mercy, for your love, for your faithfulness, Lord God. Lord, I want to thank you, Lord God, that you continue to look beyond our many faults, Lord God, and you supply our need, Lord God. Father God, I want to thank you, Lord God, because you know what we need before we ask, Lord God. Father God, many times we come to you, Lord God. Lord God, petitioning you, Lord God, for things that we already have, Lord God. But I ask you, Lord God, this morning, Lord God, that you will increase our strength, Lord God. You will increase our discernment, Lord God. You will increase, Lord God, our understanding of your word, Lord God. Lord God, that you will show us, Lord God, how we can be most effective in these times that we're living in, Lord God. Times of this pandemic, Lord God, times, Lord God, where men's hearts are failing them, Lord God, because of the so many things that are happening, Lord God. Lord God, times, Lord God, when we hear of, Lord God, wars and rumors of wars and different things, Lord God. Lord God, and it causes us to go into, Lord God, a state of shock, Lord God. But Father God, help us, Lord God, to stay focused on you, Lord God. To recognize, Lord God, that you know and you are aware of all things that are happening, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Father God, that you are the one, Lord God, that touched us, Lord God, with your divine finger of love. And you call us out of darkness to walk in your marvelous light. Lord God, let us walk as children of light. Let us seek the light that's in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us seek the light that comes through your word, Lord God. Lord God, let us seek the light, Lord God, that comes, Lord God, when we fellowship one with another, Lord God. And when we, Lord God, conduct ourselves in the way that you call us to conduct ourselves as children of the light, Lord God. Oh, Father God, just thank you, Lord God, for your grace, Lord God, and your mercy, Lord God. I thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that in spite of all that is going on, Lord God, in and around our lives, that you are still God, and you are still good, and you are still able. Lord God, I thank you, Father God, that we can look up to the hills and which comes our help. That we can call up and cry out to you, Lord God. That we can stand on your word and pray for and encourage one another, Lord God. Yes, Lord God, many of us, Lord God, have so many things that's going on, Lord God, that we're going through, Lord God. Lord God, you know the different things that we're going through, the things that are happening in our life, Lord God. But Lord God, that does not change and has not changed who you are, Lord God. It has not changed the fact that you know what we need before we ask, Lord God. It has not changed the fact that you are the giver of every good and perfect gift, Lord God. Yes, Lord God, Lord God, some of us are going through some trying, serious situations, Lord God. But Lord God, you said in your word that you're with us, Lord God, that you never leave us nor forsake us. You say, Lord God. You say, yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that we are to fear no evil because you are with us, Lord God. Lord God, you're with us every step of the way, Lord God. Lord God, and there are many times, Lord God, that, Lord God, that you're carrying us through and we don't even recognize it, Lord God. Lord God, but this we say thank you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for the many things that we have petitioned you for and asked you for, Lord God. And you have answered, Lord God, because you're still a prayer answering God, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, Lord God. And we do, and we can cast every burden and every care upon you because you are a merciful Savior. You are the lover of our soul. You are our great God and Father. You are the one who is able, Lord God, to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we may ever ask or think. You are the one that will perfect those things which concern us. You are the one that we can run to. Oh, Lord God, hallelujah. The name of the Lord is indeed a strong tower. The righteous run into it in our faith. Lord God, let us run into you, Lord God. In faith, Lord God. Not in fear, Lord God. But run to you in faith, Lord God. Run to you, Lord God, with holy hands lifted up, Lord God. The one that has all the answers, Lord God. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, for every prayer request that has gone up and will go up before your throne of grace this morning, Lord God. We thank you for giving us peace, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that, Lord God, we know that you hear and you will answer, Lord God, all in your time, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we bless your name, Lord God. Lord God, for who you are, Lord God. Oh, we give you glory, Lord God. Lord God, we give you honor and we give you praise because there is none like you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You alone, Lord God. There is none like you. There is none like you, Lord God. There is no one, no one that we can run to but you, Lord God. There is no one that has the answer but you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you. Lord God, for each and every one of us on this line, Lord God. Lord, I ask for God, you continue to strengthen us, Lord God. Build us up when we may be weak, Lord God. Lord God, strengthen us in those areas, Lord God. Lord God, that I become weak, Lord God, because of the things, Lord God, that are happening around the world, in the world, Lord God. Lord God, we are not chosen. We're in this world, but we're not chosen of the world, Lord God. Because you said we are that royal priesthood and that holy nation that you have called out of darkness to walk in your marvelous light. So, Lord God, I thank you, Father God, that we are chosen of the light. And I thank you, Father God, for you hearing and answering our prayers. I thank you for you moving in and amongst our lives. I thank you for all that you do and have done, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord, I just thank you for this opportunity, Lord God, to bless your name and to be in fellowship with you and with your children on this line, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you will perfect those things which concern each and every one of us as we come before your throne of grace in faith, trusting and believing you, Lord God, praying one for another and encouraging one another to stand on your word, Lord God, to spend time in your word, to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts and lean not to our own understanding, but in all of our ways to acknowledge you, Lord God, for you will direct our paths. Lord God, I thank you, Father God, that it is health to our navel and marrow to our bones. Thank you for who you are, Lord God. So I just bless your name again. Cannot thank you, cannot praise you, cannot worship nor honor you enough, Lord God. But I thank you for each opportunity you give me to do so, Lord God. Thank you for each opportunity you give me, Lord God, to look past what's going on in my life, Lord God. Lord God, the trials, Lord God, and the tests, Lord God, and the disease that's attempting to take out this life, Lord God. But I thank you for each opportunity you give me, Lord God, to look past that and stay focused on you. Oh, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for Jesus Christ, Lord God, the author and perfecter of our faith. I thank you, I praise you, honor and worship you, and I ask you, Lord God, to continue to strengthen and encourage each one of my brothers and sisters on this prayer line. In Jesus' name I pray and give you thanks. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. If, Apostle Horsley, if you're muted, if you'll do the *6 button, and then you'll be able to come back in, and maybe everybody else can do that right now because I think he wanted us to pray together for these prayer requests. And while you're unmuting your phones, I'm just going to read them off again. And if you're new, if you just came to the line, didn't give your name, once I'm finished, well, let me just go ahead and get the names of those who may have just joined us. If you do the *6 button and tell us your name, and if you have a prayer request, then I can read them all off in a few minutes.
Good morning, this is Chris. I do have a prayer request. If you can just keep me in prayer and my sister Yolanda in prayer and my family.
Okay. All right, anybody else? Okay. All right, the prayer request that we have are Sister Gladys and her family, Sister Gladys for healing of her body and positive results from her test. We're praying for marriages, praying for Jamila, Ben, Celeste, Benjamin, Abraham, and David, for peace in the home and unity there. J.W. Well, we have sisters Alice and Betty who are in the nursing homes. We're praying for them, covering of protection, and that God will bless them. We're praying for one of the twins. One of the brothers passed, and so we're going to be praying for the surviving twin and their family. Praying for Brittany, who is expecting a child, that God will bless her through her pregnancy. And then Apostle Horsley wanted us to pray for salvation for Martha and her family, and then someone had cancer there in that group, and so we're going to be praying for Lois, that God will remove the pain from her upper thigh bone. And then also praying for children in the schools, that there will be peace in our schools. And now we have Sister Chris and her family, Yolanda, who lost her son, and then the whole family, the Bowden family. So we'll be praying for all of these prayer requests this morning. So let us pray. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God, my God. We just thank you, Lord, today that you are the God of the universe. You are the all-coming King. Lord, we know that you're the King of all glory, and the King of all glory has come in, the King strong and mighty. So we thank you, Lord, today for your deliverance and healing. So, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord of all unrighteousness, all wrongdoing, as we come to you, O God, we want to come to you with clean hands and a pure heart, O God, that we will get stronger and stronger in you, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray and thank you, Lord, today for Sister Gladys, Lord. You give her report when she goes back to all the tests that have been done, O God. We pray, God, today for salvation.
Everything.
O God, and peace in her family, Lord, unity. Between the husband and wife there in her family, her daughter and her husband, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we do pray for marriages around the world. In the name of Jesus, so many are in disarray. We know, Lord, that you made the institution of marriage. You put Adam and Eve there in the garden, O God, and that was the start, God. So we pray, Father, that others will receive you, O God, into their hearts, Lord, that they would truly love you, O God, the husbands will love their wives. O God, and the wives will honor their husbands, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for that. We pray and thank you, Lord, today for Miller and Ben, O God, that you bring unity and peace with your walls, O God, and that their children will be part of the Lord, and great shall be their peace. And this is for peace for all children around the world, God. Children in schools, O God, their protection, God, from all kinds of evil people, oh God, there are out there who would like to harm the children, even little children wanting to harm one another, the bullying in the schools. We bind up that spirit of bullying and aggressive behavior, God, in the name of Jesus. My God, my God, I decree that the healing spirit is taking over in our schools, oh God, to heal the hurts and the pain these children are experiencing. We pray for protection, O God, from the virus that is out there, God. Protection in our schools, in our churches, in our homes, in our business. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We ask, Lord, to destroy the pestilence that has risen, O God, across this world. In the name of Jesus, that it is being destroyed as you destroyed those pestilences that were there when Moses and the children of Israel were there with Pharaoh, O God. I pray, God, that you turn these pestilences to a death, oh God. Kill them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. My God, we pray for Alice and Betty that you will protect them in these nursing homes. Give them strength in their bodies, oh God. In the name of Jesus, help them to realize that their bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of the Lord can dwell within them, oh God, that they will be strong in you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Just because people get older does not mean that they have to be sick. So I pray, Lord, today for just health in their bodies, oh God, and health in their minds, strength in their minds today, God. And even Willie Mae, God, we pray for her today, oh God, that you touch her mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and give her clarity of things around her, God. You will know and understand what is going on, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. And, Lord, we do pray for Brittany, oh, God. We know that all children are gifts from you, God. So this new child that is in her womb, oh, God, we pray, God, today that the child will grow healthy and strong, God. Brittany will not have any complications as she carries the child to full term, God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for that, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, today for her husband, Cordarius, oh, God, that you bless both of them, oh, God, as they go through this process carrying the baby, oh God, and taking care of each other, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we pray for salvation for Martha. Martha and her family, God, and the one who has cancer, Lord, we decree and declare that the cancer cells are dried up in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, my God, you said in your word that by the stripes of Jesus we are healed. In the name of Jesus, you said, I am the Lord that healeth thee, O God. So we decree and declare healing in the name of Jesus. Lord, for Sister Joyce, oh God, we pray that you remove the pain in her upper thigh bone. In the name of Jesus, whatever is causing it, oh God, we ask you, Father, to heal and remove whatever disease may be there in her bones, oh God. In the name of Jesus, clear up her thigh bone right now. In the name of Jesus, and we also pray for Sister Marie, God, that you continue to strengthen her legs. Lord, we thank you that you're doing it, Father, that you're taking the swelling down, Father. In the name of Jesus, that she'll be able to walk just perfectly, oh God, as you designed her knees to do, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you for that. We glorify your name, God, because you are a perfect God. In the name of Jesus, so Lord, we pray for our Sister Chris, God. We know, Father, today that you can comfort them on every side, oh God, as Sister Wonderland was reading those wonderful scriptures today, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the comfort that you're giving this family, Father. In the name of Lord, as they go through the process of laying their loved one to rest, oh God, we pray, Father, today for the peace there. We ask for peace among all family members, oh God, everyone on preparing this opportunity, oh God, to just celebrate his life. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray for even the service, oh God, that those who would come, Lord, will be there, oh God, with the spirit of love. Let the love of God be in the place, oh God. And all across this nation, oh God, we just lose the spirit of love and joy. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your holy and your righteous name, oh God, because you are a great and a wonderful God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. We say hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. So this morning we're near the top of the hour. We appreciate you coming over here to this platform. They got a portion of the station working, but the whole thing is not working like it's supposed to. So hopefully they'll finish it today. And we appreciate your patience and your love for God, because, you know, you love God so much that you come on over and you continue to be in agreement. And that is so awesome. And it's a sweet spirit here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. So I appreciate the kindnesses that each and every one of us shows as we come to this prayer line, the words that are being shared, as our evangelist Wonderland was sharing the word this morning, just knowing that God has been using her and her husband for many years. I met them when I was in the Jacksonville, Florida area, and I have been their friends all these years, and I thank God for that. And also Pastor Scholastica down there in Jackson, well, she's not in Jacksonville anymore, but we just thank God for these opportunities that I have to meet various ones who are on this prayer line. I have not seen everybody, but I thank you for just having a willingness to come to the prayer line and to be in agreement with God and with each other, because two are better than one, and one can put away 1,000, and two can put 10,000 to flight. So it's more than two of us here, and we're putting many demons to flight as we come together in the name of Jesus. So this morning I make our declarations, and I decree that there are showers of blessings upon our lives on a daily basis. I decree that we are redeemed from the curse of the law. I decree that we live in the kingdom of the blessed, and that our sins are forgiven and we are blessed. Hallelujah, Jesus. I decree the floodgates of heaven are open over our lives, and we receive deliverance and enlargement for our lives in the name of Jesus. I decree that we are victorious through Christ, and the devil is under our feet in the name of Jesus. I decree that every financial mountain is removed from all of our lives in the name of Jesus. I decree that we are the seed of Abraham, and his blessings are ours. So for every sister and brother, I decree, every sister and brother in Christ, that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us is rejected. It will not come to pass. We send it back to the sender. I decree that we are covered by the blood of Jesus, and that God is blessing us to be a blessing in the name of Jesus. He's enlarging our territory. He's blessing us indeed and keeping evil away from us. So as we are going today, we will continue to rejoice in the Lord, because he is our strength and he is our song, and he has become our salvation. He is making our feet like hinds feet. He's putting us in a sure place, and he helps us to walk upon the high places. So as we go, let's remember we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. I love each and every one of you, and I really do appreciate you. I pray that you will continue to keep your eyes on the prize, which is the high calling of Jesus Christ. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Be blessed and highly favored in the Lord. Amen. See you tomorrow.